We are back from recess. The next order of business is court orders. Wesley.
First, morning, gentlemen. First thing I want to bring forward to y'all is on the real estate side is clerical errors. We have a total of three court orders, and all of them are where the parcel number was entered incorrectly, and they're correcting that incorrect parcel numbers.
So that's all it is.
That's all it is.
Actually,
on one of them, there was an value dropped in correctly, and that was abatement numbers 201-605 and 201-606, which they've taken it off of the 205, the 605, and put everything onto the 606 abatement number.
So there was an increase?
There is an increase on that.
Do you know if an increase notice was sent out?
I do not know. You'd have to ask the auditor, not the auditors, but the assessor's office on that. I do not have a copy of the increase in the paperwork.
We've already stated that we'll not approve anything if there's not been an increase notice sent. So from now on, whenever we bring those to be presented to us, we need to know, because we will not approve anything if there's not been an increase notice sent.
Okay.
Nothing. I mean, it's nothing to your on your part. You just.
And that's just on the bottom two?
And that's just on those bottom two. Which is 201-605 and 201-606.
Would you label that Exhibit A with today's date?
You'll have to give the number on that.
1215.
Individual one.
Here comes Chuck now.
Morning.
The question is, was there an increase notice sent out on this one? For the, where the,
it was dropped. I spoke to him personally. He was in the office. I'm trying to tell you that it was $300 more than it should have been. Yep. And I checked our statutes, and I believe that covers it.
This is listed as Exhibit A with today's date, 12/15/14. I would recommend that we approve this exhibit based upon the information the assessor just gave us.
Okay. Could we have a note anytime those are presented, so we don't have to figure out the field or something, so we have some idea that it's been verbally told to the citizen, or an increase notice has been sent or something like that, so that we aren't having this question. I mean, all we have to have is a note on there that says I've spoke with the citizen directly about this, and that's it. I mean, that.
I don't see a problem being able to put that in the system.
We can do that. We can do that.
Move to approve Exhibit A with today's date.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Exhibit A with today's date. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nay. Motion carries.
And the next abatements I want to bring up to y'all is the personal property paid abatements. These are used to be called refunds. It's now called paid abatements. And most of them is where people had mismarked their paperwork when they sent it into the assessor's office, or they didn't mark anything. They'd gotten rid of a vehicle, and that vehicle's no longer they no longer owned it. And one of them is a tax code correction. Make that two of them.
Is that the bottom two? The same name.
The same name.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that issue.
You're familiar with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Move to approve Exhibit B, today's date.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Exhibit B with today's date. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
That's all I have, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you. We have scheduled a discussion regarding prisoner per diem reimbursements. Really, overall, it's part of our budgetary discussions and questions. So everyone that would like to join us, please do so. Sheriff, could you join us also? Let me ask a first question, if I could. We have a breakdown of two ways, actually, that we budget our prisoner per diem reimbursement. One is from other counties and other entities, and the other is state reimbursement for prisoners that, I guess, ultimately become state prisoners. But we're considerably down in our reimbursements from counties. Would the reasoning be that we didn't have the prisoners from Greene County that we had anticipated, or?
Yes, Greene County is now using other counties.
Okay.
To do their housing. They've dropped the rates that they'll pay considerably and was wanting us to provide transportation back and forth to their courts. We don't have manpower to be able to do that.
Right. They wanted that to be included in what they were paying for the per
diem. Right.
I'd heard some discussion, too, about City of Branson and for 2015 that we may or may not be picking up.
We have been in discussions with the City of Branson. They're wanting to house all their prisoners over here, so we very well may be picking theirs up. The last I knew, a couple weeks ago, it was still in their budget to do that.
Would that budget include the same daily per diem that we've been charging counties and that other counties charge?
That is something that we'll have to discuss with the commission to set the per diem on that.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
In looking at our revenues for 2014, and I know that you're both aware, we're trying to find why throughout the budget that we're down about $1.5 million, and obviously it's not all due to this, but this is an incremental part of that, so we're talking with different departments about those dollars and where those dollars are at. I know that there are a number of reimbursements that we haven't applied for, or we are in the process of applying for. Could you enlighten us about that a little? Or?
Sure.
Thank you.
I'll just kind of back up a little bit. We usually send the cost bills a couple of times a year. And the process with that is when a defendant goes to Department of Corrections, the Sheriff's Office sends us the cost bill. We work on that, send it to the state, have three signatures on it, the circuit judge, prosecuting attorney, and myself seal it and send it in. For the year of 2013, we sent in all the bills in March and then sent it again in November. And I think, Jimmy, we come up with 400 and some thousand.
For 2013?
For 2013. For 2014, we did not do them in March, and we are started doing them. We've sent in $250,000. They told us we have, statute says we have 2 years to work on these. We never leave them out for 2 years. But they told us the payment would be February of 2015. And we still have more to work on.
So we'll be getting 250 this year and then the remaining in 250.
No, they told us it would be paid February of 2015.
Well, we've already received some, haven't we? Brandon, you're looking at the budget right there, aren't you?
We called and they said they would not even look at these until February.
According to the treasurer, we have not received any. You have all have not received any this year.
What we've been receiving, I think, on an annual basis is somewhere around $400,000 to $450,000.
Correct.
$568,000 in 2012, $543,200 in
2013. And that is the totals here as well as the totals that Jimmy's office does. They do part of them as well.
That can vary. It all depends on who's sent the Department of Corrections through the court systems.
Right.
Whenever we take them up there, before they will accept them from us, we have to give them the number of days that they've spent. So, you know, that can vary greatly depending on who's sentenced and who's maybe dismissed or put on probation pro. You know, it all depends.
I understand. But when we budget $450,000 or $500,000 as revenues to come in and we don't receive it, but we get the expenses like jury duty and all the other expenses that we have and pay those, then we're short within funds actually to run the county on. But my real question is, what could we estimate, do you think, for 2015?
I don't have any idea.
Total.
Don't have any idea who's going to be sent to the Department of Corrections. And with the new judge, I don't know.
Well, wait just a second, Ron. The question is, it's revenues that have already been, that you're working on now,
gotcha,
that will be receiving.
I'm just working on others that,
okay,
may be.
Right, yeah. Now we have $250,000. We'll have that much more for next year. $250,000, they're telling us you'll receive February 2015.
And then is there more to process as
there
well?
Is.
And that's another?
Probably $250,000.
So, we can budget for 2015 revenues,
gotcha,
coming in,
mm-hmm,
$500,000.
Yes.
That's right. That's what I was
and
getting.
That's what just, that's just what's currently owed to us. That's not with,
correct,
us having any new, which obviously we're going to have new.
Some.
New sentences.
Yeah.
Correct.
Would I be brash if we added another 250 to that?
I don't know.
I would think you would be safe to.
History has shown we're seeing between $400,000 and $550,000,
right,
on an annual basis.
Right.
I think that would be safe.
So what you're saying, Ron, is on the revenue side of things, we'll add $750,000 where now we have zero.
Well, we have money stuck in there that are anticipated already, but we will increase it for 2015.
The prisoners in 2015.
But we're receiving zero, basically, in 2014. Well, that helps me $250,000 for next year.
And I would just like to say, as coming in, we had e-filing that started last year,
yeah,
so we were behind. We've not been cross-trained as we should be, and so that's one of my projects is to get that done, and knowing that the county is needing this money, sheriff's office part, I'm sure it's probably budgeted a lot for his office. And so that will be something that will, as soon as these come in, we're going to be working them out. We're going to have more than one person. And we've lost four people. So it's just not been feasable. But it is on the top of my list.
We're not here to berate you over this. We're just trying to find a
figure. No, but
we
I just wanted
2015 budget.
But,
kind of the goal.
But Brenda and I both talked about that. You know, we realize what needs to be done. And so it will be.
And we appreciate that. I would be real interested in chatting with you, Jimmy, about the different entities, and we need a fairly good approximation of what you think we might bring in as far as counties, cities, for 2015 as well.
Okay.
As we try to build those revenues. Right, Rick? We only need to stick about another $1 million in there. Yeah.
I can tell you the discussions that I've had with the chief with Branson is we're looking at probably around $60,000 there.
More, I think. More. You're talking more.
Right, for the city of Branson.
City of Branson.
Do you think you could increase that to 1.75 million to make up for some of those monies we're losing?
We could increase it to that. I'm not too sure how well they will receive it.
Just checking. Just checking. You guys have any questions or thoughts? We appreciate y'all.
The only other thing I'd like to say is, starting off the first year as circuit clerk, I'd like to come over at least once a month and talk with you guys, let you know what's going on with the court, if we've got any big jury trials coming up. And we do have a big one coming up in January. Brenda has budgeted for that. It's where we may be going to Cole County, picking a jury, bringing them back, housing them. It's going to be a big expense to Taney County. We're meeting the 18th is whenever the judge is coming, and the defendant has till the 18th to plead. And we should be going forward from that to see whether or not we're going to have to do all this.
Yeah, whether it's going to have to be sequestered or what.
Yeah.
I put that on the budget line, so if this trial goes through, may need to add an additional $20,000.
Well, what about what just happened?
Pardon me?
What's that going to cost us? Oh, that'd be for 16.
No, that's coming up.
No,
that's
be
that's
coming
January.
Up in January.
No, I'm just talking about the murder that happened.
In. Yeah. Right, we have to be thinking about those.
We've got guardian ad litem. I don't think was there some in the circuit in your budget.
Yes.
There also was a 50% increase within the circuit judge's budget.
Yes, that's for juvenile, right?
No, it was when it's within the circuit judge's budget, and then juvenile is a separate budget. But you're saying
he included that. Judge Waters included that. He wanted. That was his take on that, but that's what it was going to cost.
You'll have to realize that is coming from Judge Waters in Christian County. That's not coming from our new presiding judge. It's going
to
be.
If she's going to be around any time between now and the first of the year, I would love to chat with her before we finalize this.
We're having a meeting with her today at 1, but she told me she had to be back by 3, so I don't know if you have anything this afternoon.
We work in budget all day. We work with different elected officials, but I'd sure like to chat with her.
Okay.
We're going to meet with probation and parole. We could probably, that's at 1, we could probably
get her over there. She said she'd be back to Christian County, I think at 3, but she has a copy of the budget and all, so. But.
Well, things like ad litem. And the expense that's there, is it out of the realm of possibility to have an attorney, an individual attorney, do those, or is that you just have
I've to? Said that for years.
That's a
hire an outside attorney.
It
for
just seems
50,
to be we would save a lot of money.
That's yeah.
Okay.
That would be up to the judge, so that'd be something.
And there may be reasons for not, but I.
What are some other the line items that you're looking at?
That's the big one, guardian.
That's the big one.
The juvenile is always an issue between us and Christian County because we're paying for employees out of county funds that are not county employees.
Right.
And that's well above what was agreed to and what the statute provided by formula many years ago.
Right.
But that's where we're at.
Well, I can tell you with guardian ad litem, Judge Waters did put that amount in there.
So that definitely can be something that can be discussed with Ms. Johnson at this time.
Well, I mean, if it's going to be a real cost, then I understand that. We've got it in different places within the budget, but if there are alternate ways of solving that issue, I'd sure like to have the discussion.
Okay.
Thank you very much, ladies. Judge, did you have anything for us? No.
Shall I just let Nikki or Shannon know if Judge Johnson can come over?
Is that all right with you, gentlemen? We just,
okay.
I just like to have a brief talk
with you. I
think
we can get ours in 40 minutes, 45 minutes. So, okay, if she can come this way, I'll send her.
Road and bridge update. Mr. Hayes? Are all of these issues that are listed under your update and that we have documents for? Yep. Okay.
didn't put down on this, if you want to write in SALT, I'll give you an update. The SALT company that we're bid with is basically, they still owe us 20 loads of SALT that we haven't received. We should receive some this week. Last contact with them late last week is they should deliver some this week, but we haven't received our full order yet.
Is that material, did you say, has already been paid for?
No.
No.
We don't pay for it until we get it. It's bid. I mean, it's a bid item, but... at the top, that's these roads listed, various ones there. That's current stuff we're working on or plan to work on. Other than that, they're basically grading and doing brush work, whatever kind of weather permitting as far as some of the road work. We don't have a chip seal list yet for next year. I should have that shortly before the end of the year. I've got Brian Jennings helping me create that. He's reviewing all the roads that come up in our program, and we got half of it defined, but not the other half, and I anticipate doing 60 mile of chip seal, and then I need to look at some possibilities for overlays for next surface season, and, so I'm going to look at various roads there and bring them to you at a later date. The one I've got listed under projects, Grace Hill Road, that one I wanted to talk about. That's in our transportation board list. But also during a meeting a couple of months ago, they brought this particular road up, Doug Muller did, as far as Forsyth School and school buses pulling in and out of this particular road. That's Grace Hill and State Highway M. That they would like to see some improvements done on that. So I want to bring this up to you guys to see if you want me to pursue or move forward with this. We will need an additional right-of-way and that possibility to do anything with it. The only thing I've done right now is mention it to MoDOT to have them look at this to see if there's any possibilities of where we could place an entrance that would be safer. Site distance is one of the issues, and then the width of the existing entrance, they have to pull a bus into the other lane to make that turning radius onto this road or out of the road because of the incline and also the width of it.
The width is something we can take care of, though, right?
Width is something we can take care of without moving it if they allow us to do improvements without meeting their new requirements. That's something.
I'm going to say check on it, and if it does, proceed. That's a school bus situation, especially in the wintertime weather conditions and having to pull out across lanes. I don't know how many of those we've scraped up in the county, but a lot of them since.
We've done a few of those. I'll get with them and see what they'll allow us to do and change that around. The equipment that will sell Wednesday, December 17th, basically, that's Purple Wave sells online, so we'll get final numbers on that at that time. The Mount Branson shop building, where we're at with that right now, the foundation and floor is poured. We're waiting on the building to be delivered, and that should be week of December 20th, it should arrive, and then the erector is scheduled to be there around the 12th of January to erect it. And these are one of the things we want to have you look at that I've also forward that on to Scott Bridewell. one of the things we're anticipating on the south end of the building, and was anticipating a stem wall be put in there. They didn't engineer that in the plans, which we had to put 3 foot additional fill out there. It was our job to get the site ready for them to do their footing. In a sense, it kind of gets us a lot closer to the existing structure than I want to be, and maintenance issue, I want to put in a retaining wall there. And this is some cost estimates, and we forward them on to Scott Bradley with the Wilson Group.
What that is, Ron, I've already visited with Scott's construction foreman that's on the job. I told him that we would expect at least 50% payment of whatever needed to be done on that side, because the stem wall, although it wasn't in the architect's plans, is something that we discussed with them when we were proposing the bid. In Ron's office, Randy was in there, and myself, and there was a stem wall that was discussed, but it wasn't drew in the architect's plans with a seal on it. So I told him that I expected them at least to go 50% on what we have to do. We couldn't put a stem wall in now if we wanted to. So this is for the blocks that, what do they call them, Randy?
They're the segmented blocks, similar to what we have down here along 160. It's that type of segmented wall. And we're talking about a 4.5 foot high wall.
Cost us somewhere around $2,500 to $3,000 for our part. We could push harder, but it would end up probably in some litigation because it's not on the architect's seal. And so I thought if we could get half, it'd be great.
Is there anything on that list that you haven't covered that you want to cover?
The last thing I've got is an executive session.
Before you do that, will you step to the grant of permanent and perpetual easement right away?
Okay. These two easements you have is basically for the end of Mission Lane, and these are for a turnaround. We brought up to you before. J Highway down to Savage to Mission, and it's a turnaround, establishing a turnaround at the end of this lane. The one resident is Virgil Dickey, the other resident is Don Dixon. That owns this little piece right here, and that's what those easements are.
And both have signed, correct?
I just made a motion for approval of the construction easements.
Yes.
Is that what you're needing?
Yes.
Specifically, it would be an agreement by and between the county, Virgil and Annalee Dickey, and the second one would be Don Dixon.
Don Dixon.
So moved.
Second.
Motion is made and second to approve two grants of permanent perpetual easements and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements. As presented, discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. tower lease agreement and the Ripple glass contract are scheduled for 1 o'clock. So we'll take them at that time. And Randy, you have a question for executive session, correct?
Right.
Gentlemen, we're scheduled to go into executive session pursuant to personnel, if one of you would make a motion.
Move to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021, subsection 3.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021, subsection 3. Discussion, all in favor say aye.
Brandy, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.